Rock 107, WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show, Brock and Hunter.
Here we go. What's up, man? Sports time. Let's get it.
Sportsy time. Let's do it.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
That must mean you have a lot of sports going on.
I mean, not really. It's
going to waste our time for 10
minutes. Don't build it up, Brock.
It's going to be the greatest sports ever. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So when Hunter's sports are disappointing, at least you got something good to drink. That's right.
Hey, you know, don't build it up, man. Come on.
You blew it.
You blew it. I'm just trying to find, because I think there is NBA tonight, but no, there isn't, because I was going to start with that. But no, anyway.
Off to a great start.
Off to a great start. NFL, Denver Broncos, man. Denver Broncos could have a new owner as soon as this month in what's expected to be the most expensive deal in sports history at around $4.5 billion. That's B with a B. A second round of bids for the franchise was due Monday from buyers, really. Pat Bowlen Trust will have to accept the winning bid. And NFL owners will need to approve the sale of the team that's been in the Bowlen family for nearly four decades. $4.5 billion,
Brock. That's a lot of cheese, man.
So for a minute there, it was that one? Antonio Brown and Kanye West?
Kanye and Antonio. There was rumors going around.
Could you imagine?
Oh, my God. That would just.
So anyway, dude, I didn't think it was going to sell. I mean, dude, $4.5 billion. Yep. Like, there was a point not long ago where just, like, Facebook itself was worth, like, $5 billion. I mean, that was a long time ago, I guess, but just think about that number. What is that number?
It's a made-up number. It doesn't make any sense.
$4.5 billion.
Yeah.
Like, how much money is going on around? Like, how much money is floating around? It's like, legit money is there?
I feel like it's just all like we're just using Monopoly money at this point.
It really is, though. It's Monopoly. You don't have the gold backing anymore. Like, yeah. Long time ago, we surpassed that. And when we surpassed that, now it is. It's really just Monopoly money. Like, it's a figure.
I'm pocketing those pink 50s. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing, man.
Dude, at that point, can't anybody be like, yeah, I'm worth, I don't know, like $3 million.
What do you think we could sell this show for?
Like $5 million.
That's fair.
Let's go $10
million. $10 million. $100 million.
That's how much pinky in my mouth. Because you know what? It's not even real money anymore. It's just a made-up number.
What's crazy, too, is when you think about it, this is for a football team, okay? Think about
it's just
what,
for a football team. There's so many other things out there, too, that are worth billions of dollars.
Well, just think about what all that money, the good that money could do anywhere else. And I love football. But someone is like, I'm going to spend $4.5 billion.
That sounds good.
On a sports team. All right. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Round it down, too, for you, just to let you know. It was 4.6.
Oh, geez. Well, you make it easy. So now I think I can afford it. Okay, I get it. I can swing 4.5.
4.5 billion 99. That's what it is.
How they get you. That's how they get you.
The 99 gets you, you know. Hey, talking more about pro football money that's just ridiculous floating around. Aaron Donald signed a new contract with the Rams, becoming the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. Getting $65 million guaranteed, a total of $95 million over the length of his contract that runs through 2024. That's too shabby, huh?
Boy, that's a lot for because he's getting up there. I'm not taking anything away. I would never want to get sacked by Aaron Donald, but
$65 million.
That's a lot of money, man. He's getting up there.
Here's the thing, like that's from pressure. Like, as a quarterback on the opposite team, like, you got to look over the line and be like, all right, that dude's getting paid $65 million. He's got some obligations.
Yeah.
And his obligations are to rip my head,
just rip
head
my
off
head
and kick it around.
Clean off my body and not
it's
feel
gotta
bad.
Gotta be
about
a little
it.
Scary. Gotta be a little scary.
Not feel bad one bit. Like, he will do it and then be like, yeah, give me my money, bitch. And it's like, okay, you're
who
scared.
Would be the, if you would have, because Brock, you've thrown the ball. We've both thrown the ball in our day. Who would be the number one person you would not want to be sacked by? I'm going straight up Ray Lewis. I'm saying Ray Lewis right off the bat because he murdered somebody, and that's scary.
I don't know if I just, in general, want to be around Ray Lewis. That just sounds scary.
You know.
Urlacher was a mean guy. Reggie White was just, that guy could put some people down.
Dude, really just any NFL player landing on you.
How about, is the towel boy an option? I don't want to get sacked by him, all right?
Dude, that's even the towel boy will clothesline you.
Just take me down.
You will wrap around his arm. So,
and you're saying me, like where I'm at, not like me at NFL caliber level, right?
No, because we'll never be NFL caliber, but saying, even if we were.
36-year-old, getting frailer by the day, me. I wouldn't want to... what's his face? Terry Bradshaw. I wouldn't want to be tackled by him at this point. And he was a quarterback, but he's old.
Skullet wearing Bradshaw, huh? It's just the horseshoe skullet going. Terry Bradshaw. Yeah. I can't believe that guy was that good. Really?
I don't think he was that good. He handed the ball off a lot. He was more of a pitch and roll out kind of quarterback, you know? So,
yeah. Yeah. Well. This is us talking trash, and he's got how many Super Bowls?
Yeah, it was in the 70s. It doesn't count. It doesn't count.
Anyway, dude, it would hurt to get sacked by any of those guys.
Any of them.
There's a YouTube video, too. I'm talking about just getting landed on. A referee was in the wrong spot at the wrong time at some point, and he had like 10 NFL players pile on top of him because it was a loose ball. Dude, it's one of the funniest videos I've ever seen from the NFL. Poor referee, dude. At the bottom of this pile, dude, and they start peeling 300-pound guys off. Just like, dude, that's like 9 cars on top of you, you know?
Yeah. Anyway. That takes the life right out of you. You're flattened. You look like a cartoon Wile E. Coyote just flattened on the ground.
You're in the ground. Anyway, moving on. Let's talk about more ridiculous numbers here. Hockey. Here's another one, man. Wayne Gretzky still the great when it comes to hockey merchandise. Gretzky's final Edmonton Oilers jersey worn during the team's 1988 Stanley Cup game, number 6 over the Boston Bruins, sold for $1.452 million by Gray Flannel Auctions on Sunday. It's the most ever paid for a hockey jersey. Previous record was $1.3 million. Canadian hero Paul Henderson's 1972 Summit Series jersey. That's just insane, dude.
When you look at, like, Gretzky, you almost forget about, I know this sounds crazy, but he's on such a different level when it comes to hockey and the set. Like, dude, the records this guy has, I guarantee insane. Most of them will never be broken. He's got a few.
So here's the thing, okay? Hockey's popular. It has been popular, right? Why does he stand out so much more than it? Dude. Like now the NBA has so many good players. It's like you got to be ridiculous to stand out.
Yeah.
Like why does Wayne Gretzky stick out so much? You're telling me there's no other hockey player that can like.
No.
Or is it because everybody's so good now, and back in the day maybe they weren't as good?
No, I think you could put Gretzky. If you put Gretzky in his prime, you took him from his prime.
And you put him in the game today, he would still stick out.
I honestly think so. The guy was just
as much as he did, I should say.
Yeah, I just because when you look at what he was doing, maybe he wouldn't have quite as high a stats, but the guy was just a phenom on the skates, man. It's just nuts.
So here's the thing. I'm not going to sit here and say I know everything about played hockey. I know, you know, how the rotation works, where the player, you know. But it would be interesting to, like, sit down with somebody who really knows hockey and ask him, hey, why is Wayne Gretzky so much better than everybody else? Mm-hmm. What does he do that is he a faster skater? Moves are better? Like, it's just.
Because he wasn't like a huge, big, you know, muscly fighting guy. He wasn't like a goon on the ice.
You look at the guy without pads on, you're like, kind of looks like, you know, regular guy.
Yeah, I just think he was just on a level all of his own and always will be, you know, so.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, $1.452 million for that jersey.
Unbelievable.
And you know what? You know what, Brock? The money doesn't stop there. Clickety clack. Let it ride. Let's get over to golf. It's a Money Tuesday today. Golf World seeing more action with its controversial LIV Tour. That's being backed by the government of Saudi Arabia. Phil Mickelson is in. He's in. having reportedly signed a deal around $200 million. Good
Ooh.
Lord.
Ooh.
$200 million. Dude, well, Tiger Woods, out. He's out. I'm not doing it.
And I guess he got offered like a ridiculous amount.
So he's going to keep rolling with the PGA's. Reportedly, he turned down a mind-blowing, enormous deal in the high nine digits. Dude, the PGA's got to be a little nervous. And it's because Saudi Arabia knows. They're like, hey, this money isn't real.
Yeah.
Let's just throw numbers out.
Well, they got that oil money over there, man. That's what it is. That's what it is. Yeah.
We heard Brock and Hunter talking about money not being real, and they're right.
Yeah.
Let's just offer Tiger Woods like $1 billion.
Yeah, we'll make it work.
And he still turned it down.
Yeah. Phil, it's controversial right now, and people are saying no to it because of the Saudi government and what's going on over there and just the overall treatment of the people in Saudi Arabia. And so that's why a lot of people are saying, no, we don't support what you guys are doing over here. We're not going to get in on this. But Phil Mickelson is so deep in debt that he is like, I'll go play. How much are you going to give me?
I don't play. What are the numbers? Yeah. 200 mil? Yeah, I'll do that. You know, it's a couple people talked to me about that when we talked about Phil being in debt. And they're like, there's no way he's in debt, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, that's just what I read. I don't know Phil personally. He didn't come to me and say, hey, I'm in debt, Hunter. I need 200 mil from this. But the dude's a heavy gambler, and I just know gamblers. I know how that works, and there's reasons that he's taking these deals. He's not stupid rich and turning things down because, he needs that money.
Yeah, that's the only reason he does it. That's it. He is over a barrel, folks, and he needs some cash now, all right?
Have you seen a picture of Phil? He looks like a deer in headlights someday. Yeah. He's scared.
It's because he's constantly looking for some guys who are coming to break his kneecaps, okay?
He's trying to smile through that fear of just a broken knee.
Every time, for some reason, they always get a picture of him right after he looks at his bookie, what he owes his bookie.
Oh, God.
I owe that.
He does have that big wide eye.
Oh, God. Oh, God. My wife's going to kill me.
Right. Who's that guy? Who's that guy coming in?
He's going to kill me. I'm dead.
He looks like a goon. Oh, my God.
It's a big guy. He's holding a pipe. He's holding a pipe.
200 mil, I'll take it.
I'll take it. I'll do it.
Hey, you know what? A money Tuesday for sports this morning. Everything money this morning.
Good enough for me. Well, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock 104X.
All righty, good morning. Brock, Hunter.
What's up?
Buy that lasso yet?
Dude, I'm looking at him on Amazon. It's funny you bring that up. So I did look him up on Amazon. Do you give him? It says a kid's rope, so it's probably not like, you know,
no,
your legit lasso. But here you go, Colorado Saddlery Kids. It's a kid's one, but it looks legit. It's got 5 stars or 4.5, $25.
You should
20-foot rope.
You should start with a kid lasso. That's for sure.
Right. Why? Because I'm a child.
Yes,
is that what you're saying?
Because you're a toddler. That's what
I mean. Amazon knows. You know what the funniest part about this whole thing is, though? When I click on this, the recommended item to buy with it is a whip. We already got one of those, man. They just know. They know what type of people are looking at lassos. And like, they'll probably also want a whip.
People who bought this also shopped for.
Maybe a cap gun. Sack of marbles.
A red rider.
Yo-yo.
Red Rider BB gun. Jeez.
Right.
One of those rocking horses. Seven. You're just the worst.
Hey, you know what?
Grown-ass toddlers, what you are. You're a 6'2" toddler is what you are.
Damn right, son.
Anyway. Hey, we got to get to sports. Let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light. Other great Bud products like Neutral, Bud Next. So when you're tired from lassoing, practicing your lassoing, at least you got something refreshing to drink.
It's probably pretty tiring.
Yeah.
See?
Oh, for sure.
You know. I'm Money Bags. It's a Money Bags sports report this morning. That's right. NFL. We're going to start with that. The Broncos could have a new owner as soon as this month in what's expected to be the most expensive deal in sports history at around $4.5 billion.
It's a lot of cheese, man.
It's not even a real number, dude. A second round of bids for the franchise was due Monday from prospective buyers. Basically, dude, they're going to sell this thing for $4.5 billion. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Wow. It's just insane. $4.5 billion. You can own the Denver Broncos.
That's good. I'm only a few billion short, but I think I can.
A few bill, huh?
My credit's good.
Like, let it ride. $4.5 billion?
Let it ride. My credit's good.
Yeah. $4.5 bill, 99. You make it sound a little better, you know? More money things, man. I'm telling you. More pro football. Aaron Donald signed a new contract with the Rams, becoming the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. $65 million guaranteed. A total of $95 million over the length of his contract through 2024. That's a lot of money. It's not, there's no $4.5 billion. But damn, dude, $65 million. Could you imagine that dude coming after you?
No.
With that team paying him that much money. See, here's the thing. When you get paid that much money, you're obligated, you know, to basically rip some heads off.
Yeah, yeah. That's your job.
Now, here's your money.
Yep.
Now go out there and give us $65 million worth of play.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's hard. That's hard.
It's terrifying for other quarterbacks.
I'm going to stay here on my nice, cushy studio chair, and I'm not going to have a monster of a man chase me down and try and kill me. No, not doing it.
Rip your arms off and beat you with them after
the
play.
It's right there.
You know what? Good luck.
Good luck
throwing another ball.
You did. All right? You did.
I'm worth $65 million. Yeah. Felt every bit of that.
Here's your arms back.
God, dude.
What am I supposed to do with these? I can't pick them up.
Where's my arms? Anyway, moving on. Hockey. Wayne Gretzky, still the great one when it comes to hockey merchandise. Gretzky's final Edmonton Oilers jersey, worn during the team's 1988 Stanley Cup Game 6 against the Bruins, sold for $1.452 million by Great Flannel Auctions on Sunday.
Jesus, dude.
It's called the great one for a reason, man.
Where's all this money coming from? People just throwing cash around, like $1.4 million for a jersey that hangs up on your wall.
Well, I'd wear it. I would go to every. I would go. I'd go play my bar hockey league wearing that thing.
Like, oh my God! That's signed by Wayne. That's the 1980.
Here's the thing,
Brock.
People wouldn't hit you, right? They'd be like, dude, I'm not going to hit you. That's a Wayne Gretzky. Like, exactly. Yeah. I'd just be skating all over everyone. That's what I would do.
Would you? Yep. With your $1.452 million jersey.
Check it out. Well, it's like having a fancy car that you don't drive. You might as well wear it.
You know?
Don't wear it. Just be careful. Don't spill anything on it. Spray with that right guard.
Camp right or whatever.
Camp right, yeah.
It smells like silicone. Why does that jersey smell like silicone?
I sprayed it with Camp Right, so nothing sticks to it.
I can go out in the rain now. It's waterproof.
Check it out. I can look, ketchup right on it. Nothing.
You know, it's funny. I spray everything with that stuff.
Yeah. Well, look, it's still the same jersey. Now it's just waterproof, right? So
it's waterproof. Yeah. Can't smudge the signature.
You can't smudge the signature. It's on there. You just made it more valuable.
It's good logic right there, right? Yeah. All right. Hey, one more story. Moneybag Sports this morning. Real quick. Golf world buzzing. The Saudi Arabia tour that's backed by Saudi Arabia LIV. Phil Mickelson is in, having reportedly signed a deal around $200 million. $200 million. Tiger Woods is out. He ain't doing it. He'll keep rolling with the PGA, as reportedly he turned down a mind-blowing enormous deal with high nine digits. It's just insane. There you go. Is money even real? That's what I'm going to leave you with in sports this morning. Is money even real?
Nope. Well, it is real.
We're going to pay him... $1 billion. How about that?
It is real because the amount that Phil Mickelson has lost gambling is very real, at least to him.
Then he's got to make $200 million to make up for it, to counteract that.
Think about it.
Teeter totter.
Think about all the other major golfers. Every single other one has said no. They stand it on. They're like on the principles of like, no, we don't want to be involved with that.
No.
But then Phil Mickelson comes in like, I owe a lot of money to a lot of people.
He's like, don't hate me, guys. Don't hate me on this one, but. Yeah. And, you know, I think most pro golfers probably understand. They're like, yeah, Phil, you should probably go take care of that.
Just look, man, we've already given you money, and I just go see the Saudis.
Phil, do you like your knees?
Yeah.
You like to be able to walk around and, you know, do all that golf stuff? Yeah, you should probably go make that $200 million real quick.
We won't be golfing much with broken kneecaps.
Because you have some bookies behind you or some goons behind you with some pipes.
I always wonder why at every match I see some guys in tracksuits behind Phil Mickelson every time in the gallery.
Like I said last time, that's why he's got the deer in the headlight look.
I owe how much?
Yeah. And then they snap the picture. That's his golf picture. It's just terrifying.
He's going to end up in a barrel in a lake in the desert. You know, that's where he is.
Oh, God.
Yep. What happened to Phil Mickelson?
Just look up a picture of Phil Mickelson. That look that he has on his face is there for a reason.
Yep. I'm broke, bitch. All right, you got
there you go.
Else?
That's your sports. Money bags this morning, man.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back. The Plan B.